Is the President of the United States a racist? Mr. Trump has been accused of racism and xenophobia for telling members of Congress to leave the country. He told them so in a tweet. This is how he responded to questions about what he said.
If you're not happy here, then you can leave. As far as I'm concerned, if you hate our country, if you're not happy here, you can leave. And that's what I say all the time. That's what I said in a tweet, which I guess some people think is controversial. A lot of people love it, by the way. A lot of people love it. But if you're not happy in the U.S., if you're complaining all the time, very simply, you can leave. You can leave right now.
President Trump said Representatives Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, Ayanna Presley and Rashida Tlaib originally came from countries whose governments are a complete and total catastrophe and should, as he put it, go back. He didn't explicitly name the women, all four of whom are US citizens initially, but the context made a clear link to the four Democratic congresswomen. Here is what the congresswomen had to say.
Sadly, this is not the first, nor will it be the last time we hear disgusting, bigoted language from the president.
This is a president who has openly violated the very value our country aspires to uphold. He's launching a blatantly racist attack on four duly elected members of the United States of House of Representatives.
I encourage the American people and all of us in this room and beyond to not take the bait.
He does not know how to defend his policies. So what he does is attack us personally.
And joining me now for more on this are Errol Morcoach, a chief strategist for Republicans overseas, and also Eoin Riordan, founder of the Irish Stand Group, which protests against President Trump. He's also, of course, a Labour Party senator. First of all, Errol Morcoach, do you believe that the President of the United States is racist?
Oh, not at all. And his statements filled me with pride. This was a once-in-a-lifetime president whose sentiments are echoed by every patriotic immigrant who sees communist America-hating ghouls for exactly what they are. I mean, people can cry racism all they want. If they hate everything about America, they can leave. As a nation of immigrants, we proudly say, if you are trying to change America to elevate your specific ethnic sensitivities, social norms, or non-democratic failed economic beliefs above ours, and that's what you're openly declaring and working towards, then we hope you realize we oppose you and do not welcome the voice of undemocratic radical anti-Semitism and vile international communism inside our borders.
How can
so
you
no,
use,
it was not racist whatsoever.
How can you apply the word undemocratic to people who, as we heard there earlier, are duly elected to the U.S. Congress?
I wouldn't say they weren't undemocratic in the fact that they were elected to Congress. Some of the policies and countries they support are undemocratic, radical, anti-Semitic countries. And some of the legislations and behavior they have and the feelings they have towards Americans. I mean, these are people who are calling Border Patrol agents Nazis. They were referring to overwhelmed temporary detention centers and concentration camps. I didn't get two history degrees to be lectured by a bunch of uneducated revisionists about concentration camps and racism. These people are trying to turn a very serious border issue into a political game, and Donald Trump's better at that than they are.
Eoin Riordan, what do you make of this? It's clear that there's going to be, a more intense exchange ahead of certainly of the election in about 16 months' time.
Well, if this was a comment that was out of character, it could be excused as such. But Donald Trump has a long history of making these racist statements, and he can only come to the conclusion that he is a racist. When Barack Obama was the first African-American president to be elected, he spent a long time trying to prove that Barack Obama wasn't American-born, which is a racist campaign. When neo-Nazis paraded in Charlottesville and actually murdered a protester, he said that there was fine people on both sides. He referred to African countries as being shithole countries, excuse my language. He referred to immigrants as animals. And when a judge ruled against him over the Muslim ban, which he tried to implement, he brought his ethnic heritage into it because he came from a Mexican background. So you can be quite sure that Donald Trump would never say to a white American, and particularly a white American male, to go back where he came from, because he views everything through the prism of race, and this is why he's doing it. But it's a clear electoral strategy, because what he wants to do is to have the entire debate in America dominated by the issue of race. The Democrats then have to respond on the issue of race, and it's straight out of the Steve Bannon playbook. What I think the Democrats have to do is to, yes, oppose what he has said and to point it out as the blatant racism that it is, but they have to speak to the economy, they have to speak to healthcare, they have to speak to education as well.
Yeah, Earl Moorcotch, isn't that a fair point? I mean, Donald Trump has the track record, be it on birthism, be it on the Charlottesville killing, prevaricating on the nature of that, referring to Mexicans as rapists. He really does have a track record, does he not, of racism?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because, for example, at Charlottesville, either somebody's being malicious or ignorant to say that he said neo-Nazis were very fine people. I'm not going to get into it. There was two protests there. If this president had actually said that he supports Nazis, I wouldn't be supporting him. He didn't say immigrants are animals. He said MS-13 gang members who cut the hearts out of children in the Central Park, those people are animals. You know, you're construing words and out of context and trying to make it into something better than it is.
Okay, well, look,
there's racial tensions in the United States. That exists on all sides, and people malign this man for his hair and his skin color more than probably any president ever. So, I mean, the racial atmosphere in America is one that goes beyond Donald Trump. Donald Trump didn't create this.
Well, I have to be guilty as charged on asking him about his hair many years ago in an interview I did with him in County Clare. But look, I want to play a short clip. Here is an interaction between the White House advisor Kellyanne Conway and a reporter during an informal press gathering just yesterday. Reporter Andrew Feinberg asked her about the president's tweets. The first voice you'll hear is his.
If the president was not telling these four congresswomen to return to their supposed countries of origin, to which countries was he referring?
What's your ethnicity?
Why is that relevant?
No, because I'm asking you a question. My ancestors are from Ireland and Italy.
My own ethnicity is not relevant to the question I'm asking.
No, it is, because you're asking about, he said originally.
So what is the point of having this kind of emphasis on ethnicity? What do you say to what we heard there from Kellyanne Conway, Earl?
Well, the only people who have asked me to go back home have been white liberals who've been disappointed that my diversity didn't match the diversity of skin color they hoped I brought. The sentiment of people telling people who are immigrants or who have come here, who malign America, who aren't proud of it, who dislike the country and the fundamental values we have, I hear that more in the immigrant community than anywhere else.
But why ask a reporter? Why ask a reporter about his ethnicity?
Well, that was very simple. Her point was essentially, we're all a nation of immigrants. So if you're going to say, where are you from? Oh, well, your grandfather's from, let's say, Germany. Well, then if you were in America advocating for, I don't know, some sort of Nazi beliefs of some Wehrmacht terrible things from German history, we would say, please go home to Germany. But it's a colorblind thing. It's nations aren't racist.
But the question was whether Trump's tweets were racist. So
yes,
why does it matter who's asking?
She was trying to build a narrative. She was trying to ask that gentleman what his ethnicity was, so then she could say, if you were also behaving in this way, if four white congressmen came over and behaved the way those four congressmen did, I would hope the president would condemn them and ask them to, if they hated so much, go back to the Soviet Union or wherever their communist parties are coming from. So the racial narrative, It's a big push, but we're not gonna fight it because it's just not true. It's not a racist thing.
Isn't there a certain electoral logic, and you could say there's an element of genius. You could describe it maybe as evil genius in what Donald Trump has done. He has picked out these four individual congresswomen recently elected for the Democrats. They are something of a thorn in the side, or a collective thorn in the side of Nancy Pelosi as Speaker, pushing her towards maybe more radical policies than she would want to pursue, and he's cottoned onto them and he's going after them in a way that's going to appeal very much to his own base.
Well, it's deliberate. I mean, Donald Trump wants to paint everybody who opposes him as being of colour. He uses now the word socialist is being used more often. I've heard the word communist being spouted by your other guest there. It's a deliberate ploy to make people feel afraid, and that essentially that white Americans should be very fearful of a rise of any sort of left-wing or centre-left narrative. I mean, what's really worrying here from an Irish perspective is the number of Irish-Americans who support this individual and who have completely forgotten. You heard Kellyanne Conway there talking about her Irish heritage. The number of Irish Americans who support this guy, the number of Irish Americans in his administration, the number of Irish Americans who will proudly wear the green on St. Patrick's Day. What we've tried to do in Irish Sound is to remind Irish Americans of where they came from, the racism and xenophobia that they were victims of in the past, the fact that they had to travel in coffin ships, and they had to overcome a lot in order to become citizens of the States, which is exactly what Mexican Americans are going through now, which is exactly what Muslim Americans are going through now. So I think we have a responsibility as Irish people to speak to our own history, to speak to our history in America, and to call out racism when we see it, because we know racism when we see it, because we are once the victims of it.
Errol Moore, coach, just some of the texts that have been coming our way. It's not so much an issue of whether we have a racist president, it's more about having a racist America. And then another one, I have to laugh at your guests saying they're uneducated, sorry, those congresswomen. Surely Trump's entire support base is uneducated, hence their support. That's the way he likes to keep them.
Yeah, people are free to use social media to make their comments. I mean, my point was essentially that I specifically have degrees in history, and the concentration camps are, you know, a revisionist history. It's a terrible, terrible Orwellian thing to do, to start going around and changing what words mean. But you know, if the viewers or the listeners feel that way, then I respect their democratic right to share.
A text I want to put to you, Eoin Reardon. These U.S. politicians will have to get over it. They are making a lot of noise about being elected to their offices, whilst at the same time refusing to acknowledge the democratic election of Trump. Hypocrisy or what?
I think it's completely legitimate in a democratic society to have opposing views. I think what Donald Trump is doing is deliberately to focusing on vulnerable people in order to cement his position. He's using race, he's using immigration to scaremonger, to divide, and it seems to be working for him. What is depressing, if you look at the fact that he equates immigration with violence, is that you've had about 1.5 million Americans have been killed by firearms over the last 40 years, and about 5 have been killed by refugees. Yet he tries to give this impression that your average American is more at risk of an immigrant or a refugee than by things such as gun laws. So the reason why Irish people should be worried about this is because this stuff spreads. And it spreads to the European Union, it spreads to Britain, and we have to be very, very wary of this, because it can easily come to Ireland. And we do have influence in America, and we do have to be strong enough and self-confident enough in our place in the world to call this out.
Okay.
Because Mike Pence is coming here in September.
We shall leave it there. Perhaps a conversation to be resumed if and when he does. Eoin Reardon, founder of the Irish Stand Group and Labour Party Senator, and my thanks as well to Errol Moorcoach, Chief Strategist for Republicans Overseas.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.